Welcome to another episode of Sports Castle. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
A little bit different scenery tonight, mate. Lyle Carr Oval, also known as the Pete Shields Stadium.
Yeah, mate, we are. It's good to get out and get amongst the punters, mate.
Lovely, mate. This week in local sport, Seagulls and Pickers get out of jail in local league miracles.
Blues and Panthers march on.
Bears maul Bomboras while Cobras strike star-studded Devils.
Brews so close, but yet so far.
Lions stump Rosella's back to earth.
Prodigal son Pierce delivers Knights back to promised land.
All that and more in local sport.
Let's go.
All right, mate, we'll start off with the Black Diamond AFL, an abbreviated round this week. Nelson Bay were the first. They hosted Newcastle City. Nelson Bay 2 goals, 6-18. Newcastle City 14-24, 108. Could have been a lot more if they could kick straight, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely, mate. Mr. Gillingham up to his old tricks again. Yeah. Bagged four, I believe.
Yeah, four goals. Cade Trivett with three. What about the fact, quarter time? So Nelson Bay finished with 2 goals, 6-18. At quarter time, they had 2 goals, 2-14 to 2 goals, 5-17. They would have thought they were in it.
They definitely would have, mate, but it was a long day for them. And, yeah, back to the drawing board, mate.
Oh, mate, I think their drawing board's worn out, just like Lake Macquarie's, but we'll get to them in a minute. Next up, Wyong Lakes, the Magpies, mate, as tipped, 2 goals, 5-17. Terrigal Evoca, 20 goals, 20-140. Jason Roach, 4 goals. Peter Van Dam back in the goal scorers with 3 goals, and Brandon Thomas with 3 goals as well, mate. That's pretty much curtains for the Magpies' finals hopes.
Certainly is, mate. And Terrigal thought they were playing cricket with a bit of 2020 action, mate.
Oh, yeah, he's got all the jokes. So, now that you're married, mate, you're busting out the dad jokes even more.
Concentrate like more on the pod rather than the wedding, mate.
Yeah, mate.
We'll go for the divorce.
Yeah. I'm surprised Erica didn't file for it before the marriage, but that's a whole other story. Just like a comment, mate. Speech of the night, mate. Old Scotty Logan.
Yeah, Scotty Logan. A few tears, mate. He's got it in him when he tries.
And shout out to non-listener to the pod, Grant McNeil, that doesn't listen.
A massive fan of the show.
Massive non-listener. I don't listen, but he can quote the whole show.
I think if we put out subscriptions, mate, and $50 a month, Grant would pay $70.
Yeah, mate. He's got plenty of money. Plenty of dollars, not many cents.
And he'd be able to do our books for free, mate. Sponsor of the show.
While we're on fans of the show, mate, I got a good tweet from old Daniel Doyle up at Curry during the week, mate. Stymo, he's loving our stuff, he's telling me. So he's listening to us on repeat, mate. Must be my dulcet tones and your thoughtful insights.
My dour tones.
Yeah, so shout out to Stymo and the D-Train, Doyley. Both good local league fans and getting behind the show. I like it a lot. Final game of the round, mate. Singleton 21-17, 143. Lake Macquarie 1-6-12. Travis Bates, 7 goals. Jackson Collichu, 4 goals. And Oliver Moody, the best on grounds. Shout out to little Sammy Hines, mate. Young fellow used to referee a bit of league with. You got best on for Lake Macquarie, so.
Yeah, very good. Very good, mate. And I see Singo's had 8 wins, but they're in 5th spot, but they've played 13 games. Is that on percentages?
Yeah, or? Mate. It's all based on how many games you win, the percentage, yeah. Not how many games you win. It's not a points thing like League of Union because they don't all play each other the same, so, and the buys are out of the way.
They're 2 games in front of Warners Bay, I think.
Well, yeah, Warners Bay hasn't had the last buy, and they've also got a washout in hand against Newcastle City.
Yeah, right.
So
they're really clicking the old Singleton, mate. They're coming alive. Is Steve Merrick coaching them too?
No, mate. I don't think Steve Merrick knows his way around to Sharon, but it'll be a whole other story. So that was all for round 14. Everyone else had a bye to catch up to make sure everyone ends up with 2 byes. Round 15. We start with the Kalani Vale Bombers hosting the Warners Bay Bulldogs at Adelaide Street Oval, mate. So 4th versus 6th, mate. If Kalani Vale get another win, Kalani Vale and Gosford get another win, that means Wyong and the teams below them can't make it, and they do play each other on the run home. So only one team can miss out of Kalani Vale and Gosford.
I think Wyong are pushing uphill, mate, without a
pushing shit wheel. Uphill, mate. Yeah, you can say that. You can swear on this show. We're not with Deacon now, mate.
Yeah, righto. But yeah, I think back to the serious stuff, mate. I think Warners Bay are going to prevail here, mate. Be close, I reckon, but I reckon they'll get it done by about 4 or 5 goals.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to get the Bulldogs as well, especially if they don't pick Murray Younger.
Is he saving himself for 4th grade, mate?
Saving himself for a 4th grade cameo next Friday night against Waratah, mate, I'm hearing. Next up, mate, Wyong Lakes, they host Maitland. Look, I think they'll get the win here, the Magpies, and keep their tiny, slim finals hopes alive for another week, but it's the old mathematical chance now, I believe.
have to win every game here on in. And Maitland's had a tough old long season, mate, and I don't think they'll get the win here.
Wyong, your mate Mark Curran.
Wyong by plenty.
Cult hero at Maitland Saints, isn't he?
He's a massive cult hero. He's got a good sporting pedigree, Mark Curran, and big shout out to him, massive friend of the show.
You think everyone's a friend of the show? When was the last time you spoke to Mark Curran?
Oh, I saw him at the shops the other day with his fiance.
Did you talk to him though?
Goal.
Oh, there's another one in the back of the net for Hamilton. 4-0 about 20 minutes in. It's a drubbing.
I think all these people got out to listen to the pod, mate, rather than the game.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So we've both gone Wyong Lakes there. Next up, mate, this one could be an interesting one. Cardiff, they haven't really put teams to sword, but they're going to need to do a job against Singleton here, and Singleton will be sniffing an upset.
They will, mate. They're probably the form team of the comp at the moment, mate.
I think that's a bit excessive, but right, eh?
Well, for where they are on the ladder and where they've come from, mate, they're going all right, but I can't see Cardiff getting beat here, mate.
No, I can't see Cardiff losing at Hillsborough. Next one, mate, Terrigal Avoca, they play Gosford. Gosford will, I think they'd be the most nervous team in terms of if they do drop their games from here, they can still miss the finals, but not that it's much of an accomplishment to finish 7th out of 11 and make the finals.
Have they got a tough run in, or we haven't looked that far ahead?
Haven't gone that far ahead. They do play Killarney Vale as well in the last few rounds, so I think there's only about 4 rounds to go, so it'll certainly be interesting. So if they've got obviously Terrigal this week and Killarney Vale out of 2 of their games, you'd say probably at least law of averages and say one of the other teams will be above them as well, so...
Yeah, mate. I think you're right there, and I think Terrigal will march on. It won't be as much as last week, mate, but I think they'll get it done by maybe about 10 goals.
Yeah, I think they'll be even more comfortable than that, mate. There's a big difference in class in this local derby. The final one, a battle of the cities, mate. Newcastle City take on Lake Macquarie. Again, mate, I think this one's going to be a bit one-sided. I don't think we'll see too many close scorelines this week.
Mate, Macquarie, they're still searching for that elusive win, mate.
I think they'll be searching for it in 2019.
Yeah, I think that's right, mate. As long as their lower grades have got some numbers, mate.
Oh, mate, the second grade's won 5 games this year, mate. They're flying. They're a chance of making the finals.
What, they got 25 teams and 24 semis or something?
No, I think there's 9 teams and 10 make the finals.
Sounds about right for AFL, mate, but yeah.
Mate, participation medals for all. It's like kids' sport. Great. Yeah,
stickers at the end of the year, mate. Lake Macquarie won't win this one, mate, and be City by about 140, I reckon.
Yeah, mate, that could be generous to Lake
Macquarie. Like this game tonight, mate.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
We'll go again.
Ooh. Yeah, this one could be double digits the way they're going. Moving on to the NRL, mate. Got round 18 scores, the Panthers 12, Cronulla 24, Newcastle 18, Parramatta 16. Knights got out of jail, mate. Didn't really play the best of footy, but got away with a win. Tries to Watson, SKD and Pierce. Kenny Seo, 2 out of 3 conversions and the penalty goal, which proved the ultimate difference.
Yeah, Mitchell Pierce looked like a young A. Johns powering under the post there, mate.
With a much smaller behind.
That's right. I was just about to say that. But now the Messiah returned, mate, and they got the win. So, yeah, there's still a massive outside chance of making it, but I suppose any time...
I don't think it's a massive chance. I think it's a slim chance. I can't see them doing
massive
it,
massive outside chance. Does that make sense?
No. Not much that you say does, though, so carry on.
They're not going to make it, but if they keep... They win every game.
They win every game. They'll run a solid 9th or 10th. Yeah, beautiful. All right, mate. So
big raps on one of the Safidi brothers. Daniel had a good game.
Which one, mate? You tell me. You.
Daniel just returned from 4 weeks out with a leg injury.
I didn't catch this one, mate. I had other commitments.
Thought you were there.
No, mate. Didn't end up going. Had other commitments. I think I just said that.
That's right. Day night. Apparently Safidi had a massive game. Of big raps on him in the Herald and on the NBN News.
Your number one source, the Herald.
Shout out, friend of the show,
Josh Callan. Josh Callan and follow Jimmy Gardner liked the page, mate. I like that Facebook page. He's all over it now, Jimmy Gardner. Next up, Canterbury 6, South 24. No surprise there. Manly 13, Melbourne 14.
That's a big surprise.
It wasn't really. I think Melbourne were expected to win, mate. Canberra 38, Cowboys 12. A bit of a rough game for Canberra. Croker went down and then Caesar went down. They're running out of players. The Broncos 6, New Zealand 26. St George 16, West 20. Another upset.
Yeah, Tigers.
And Gold Coast 12, Sydney 20. And the Roosters there were probably lucky with a couple of refereeing decisions going in their favour.
Yeah, we both missed that one, mate. But we saw the result. And, yeah, that's really shaping up nicely now with a couple of upsets there, mate.
Yeah, there's a faint pulse in the finals hopes of Canberra and West. But, I still think you'd be a brave man to back against the sides in the top 8 moving from where they are with only, 7 rounds remaining.
Yeah, mate.
So jump into round 19, mate. Just get some fire through quick tips. We're going to try and make this one an express episode tonight. The Eels host the Bulldogs in what will be a bumper clash in front of
big crowd.
I was going to say friends and family, but I'd say even some of them won't turn up.
You want to tip a draw?
Tip, no one cares. Moving on. The,
no, I think Eels.
The Who Cares Cup.
Eels will win, mate. Eels by three.
Eels by three. All right. Oh. Three tries. Yeah. I'm going to go the Dogs, mate, just to be different. I think they've shown a little bit of hope in some games recently. Maybe not so much against the Rabbitohs, but I think the Rabbits are one of the form teams of the comp at the moment. Next up, mate, the Chris Longworth and Shane Crowley supported Sharks, mate. Two fans of the show come up against my Raiders. Can the Raiders continue their finals run?
I think whatever Hodgson's around, mate, they can. And I think they're not going to get it done this week, mate, but they'll give a good account of themselves, mate.
That's excellent, mate. That doesn't get you any competition points, does it?
No.
mate, I certainly think the... I'm going to go the Raiders here just because I know we need the win. We are without Caesar. But Blake Austin will come in and Michael Oldfield moving into centres will be full of confidence after his hat-trick last week. The late game on Friday, Brisbane returned to their natural habitat of nighttime games. They didn't seem to like playing in the daytime. They host the Panthers at Suncorp Stadium. This one could be a cracker, mate.
Could be, mate. Hopefully the Panthers return to some sort of form that they had about 6 weeks ago.
Or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When they decimated the Warriors.
Yeah. I'm going to go Panthers by six.
Panthers by six, mate. Yeah, I'll go the Panthers to win as well, mate. Next up, you've got the Knights hosting the Titans at McDonald Jones Stadium. I think it's about the 15th home game in a row. Saturday, 3 o'clock. Sione's out with a fractured eye socket, I believe.
Yep.
So SKD moves into the centres. The Rostov back onto the wing, and the NIB kid, Lockie Fitzgibbon, returns from suspension onto the bench.
Back. Yeah, mate, this could be interesting. I think
it could be.
I was reading earlier, Nathan Brown,
the one that coaches Newcastle, not the one that plays Parramatta.
That is right. The one when Watson and Pierce have played together this year, which has been very limited, they've won 3 out of 3, mate. So I'm going to reckon this will be 4 out of 4. So I reckon the Knights will get this one done comfortably, mate.
I just can't wait to see Keegan Hipgrave just carry on like a lunatic, tick like he does, mate. It's going to be exciting. In the flesh, West Tigers hosting South Sydney Rabbitohs Saturday 5:30 at ANZ, the empty cauldron again. Can't see this one being sold out either, even though both sides are in a little bit better form.
Yeah, last count, they still had 85,000 seats available for this one. But, I can't see the Tigers carrying on their form. The Rabbitohs are...
Robbie Farrar Cup, mate.
Rabbitohs are very good at the moment, mate. The form team, as our power rankings suggest. So, Rabbitohs in a nail-biter.
Yeah, mate, I'll go the Rabbitohs as well. I don't know that'll be too much of a nail-biter, but it should be a good game. Interesting to see Robbie Farrar come up for his former club against his other former club, playing for his current club, who were his former club. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, beautiful.
Going to have to do it without
It's saying that. He was best on ground last week when they beat the Dragons. They'll certainly have to do it without the grub, Josh Reynolds. But
he's had a tough season, hasn't
Benji and Luke Brooks in the halves is not a has not been a bad combination for them earlier in the year. Next up, the Cowboys, mate. They're in the doldrums. They host the Dragons. And, certainly promises to be a bumper clash.
Certainly would have, mate. It's a shame it's not the Cowboys of last year, but anyway.
That's all right. The Dragons aren't in the best form
Dragons
either.
Dragons are slowly winding their way down the ladder, but
promote the choke.
I think the Dragons will bounce back in this one, mate. It'll be a tough game up there, but I think they'll get it done. Just.
Mate, what's going on with Gareth Widdop's hair? Has he been to Sam's hairdresser or?
Yeah, him, Shane Hill, and Ackermanis have been to the same hairdresser, mate.
Yeah, it looks like it. But I'm going to get the Cowboys there, mate. At home, they've got to start winning for JT at some point. Next up, the Warriors host the Storm. Last time these two sides came together, it was 50-0 to the bad. Can the Warriors get up this time around?
I don't know, mate. I can't read them, mate. I can't read them like this paper. They're unpredictable. But, yeah, I think the Storm will get back to winning ways. Mr. Slater, the best player in Origin ever, is back this week, mate. So
I heard he got the golden boot. The golden ball at the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Amazing.
Kathy Forbes, friend of the show, saw she put that out there.
I didn't see it from her. I saw it from other sources, but yeah. Mate, seriously, you're going to start being fined every time you nominate new people as friend of the show if they're not actually friends of the show.
You're a friend of the show, eh?
I'm the host of the show.
I'll be a former
friend of the show. You'll be a no longer host of the show if you carry on any further.
Co-host. Storm.
Manly Seagulls host the Sydney Roosters. I'm going to Storm there as well. Manly Seagulls host Sydney Roosters in the last game of the round. Sunday, 10 past 4. Lotto Land, the Channel 9 time slot.
Ginge is at it.
Yeah, he loves it, mate.
Yeah, mate.
How do you like this one?
Well, Manly had a good win last week. Close loss last week.
Make up your mind.
No, they won the week 4 against Penrith. I think Roosters will carry on there. 4 o'clock favourite time slot, mate, and they'll get it done.
As they welcome back in a host of players, Cooper Cronk from a baby, and
we had his baby.
What about last? Oh, he hasn't, but his missus will. His missus will soon.
Tommy,
you need to calm down, mate. His missus will soon, but yeah, hopefully that'll come before the weekend so that he'll be able to play. That's why he was out last week. A little interesting fact from last week. I think it'll be the first time I've certainly seen 3 debutants all score on debut in one game.
Yeah, nice.
So
that's a record.
Yeah, that's the NRL, mate. So we might move on along from there to Group 21 Rugby League, thanks to Air Relax Australia.
Hey!
And there's a goal to Valentine. That makes it 4-1.
4-1 just before half-time.
Yeah, mate, there's goals aplenty here. Right on half-time. Might be a stoppage time, but Group 21 by Air Relax Australia. Our mate Troy Lowry up there. Got a week ahead of ourselves last week, and there was a general buy, it turned out.
Yeah, we've got the dates there.
So I'll just run through the games, mate. We've already dealt with the tips, etc. So I'll just run through them and fire them out.
Troy's still out.
He's out for the whole season, mate. I think he died and was reborn. So Saturday, Musselbrook Singleton, 4:40 up at Olympic Park at Musselbrook. Sunday, Aberdeen host Greta Brankston. Sunday, 2 o'clock, McKinnon Field, Aberdeen. And the final match, Scone v Denman Devils. Also Sunday, 2 o'clock at Scone Park. So... mate, plenty of Group 21 action if you're up in that neck of the woods.
Hopefully Greta turn up this week, mate.
Well, yeah, they can't get much worse than last week. I'd really like to see them at least get another draw just so they don't finish on negative points. Anyway, on to the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League, mate. Covering off in the A grade and the C grade this week.
Massive upset last week, mate.
There was indeed. The Shorty Devils 30 were defeated by Cardiff 38. Napoleon Utah got a hat trick for Shortland in their comeback that fell short, and certainly a big upset. There was 3 intercept tries, I'm told, for Cardiff, and yes, Shortland were very slow out of the blocks, I'm told, considering they still had Tamana Tahu, Chad Redmond, Chris Marlborough, and 1,000 others. So
ages catching up with a few of them, mate.
Yeah, no, I just think they're very slow to the blocks, and they've got they do have a couple out. Colin Clark's out with injury, and a couple of others who they expect to welcome back into coming into the finals. But they'll be a bit lighter on troops the next couple of weeks, I'm told. In other games, Katara 24 defeated Fingal Bay 10. Former South first grader, controversial first grader at one point. I think he was suspended for spitting on someone, an allegation which he vehemently denies to this day. Kyle Morton got a double. Raymond Terrace, they went down 22-48 to Belmont South. And from looking at the team list, it looks like Cade Snowden made a return, which is good news for your Rabbits.
Did he get a meat pie?
No, not that I saw. And in the final game of the round on Sunday, Stockton 42 defeated Dora Creek 30. Will Meehan and Brad Anderson with doubles, mate. So that certainly livens up the ladder.
Certainly does, mate. Stockton and Shortland are equal at the top, mate.
They are on 16.
Bit of a gap back to Belmont and your favourite club, Dora Creek.
They've got a game in hand, the two of them, though, so one of them will most likely go to 14.
Katara, mate, they're plugging along there in fifth. They're going
it is a 5-10 finals. Yep. Yeah, 5-10 final series for A, B and C grade. There's a meeting on Monday night at Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League, which will determine what happens with the two D grade competitions, because one of them is only a 6-team comp, so they're just waiting to sort out what exactly will happen there. I'm not too sure whether they'll combine them coming into a finals or.
Can you confirm Sportscaster will be outside the doors as they walk out the meeting to reveal it first before Jimmy Garner?
No, I can't, unless you're going to. That'd be a Josh Callan and Scoob on the other one, mate.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so. So that's the A grade results from last weekend, mate. As you said, you got Katara back there on 10, and then Raymond Terrace 8, Fingal 6, Carter 4. It's a good stagger. A couple of wins, and anyone can climb up that ladder, mate.
Cardiff need at least three wins to get up to fifth.
Yeah, I think with the fact that we've only got...
That might have been their shot.
We've only got 4 rounds left. Cardiff won't make the finals, and neither will...
It can ruin some chances,
neither will defending Premiers Fingal Bay.
Defending
A-grade Premiers, yes. Yeah,
nice.
Fingal Bay Bomboras beat Shortland in the final last year, a Shortland side with Tamana Tahu.
Yeah, right.
Round 11 sees the aforementioned Fingal Bay hosting Stockton Saturday, 2 o'clock, up at Fingal Bay Oval. Who do you like there, mate?
Well,
sort of a Nelson Bay beaches, you know, northern Newcastle beaches derby.
Yeah, Stockton, not too far to travel, mate. And yeah, they won't want to give up that lead, mate. I think they'll get it done easily.
Yeah, I think they'll get the home there as well, mate. Your mate Rasmus Van Ziel might be doing a lot of tackling on some big boys.
That's his rugby name.
The Tupos and the Bowers and the.
What is his league name?
Yeah, depends on the week. You have to check with him. Next up, Cardiff host Raymond Terrace, mate. Crucial game for Raymond Terrace. Loss here could really see him lose grip on the five.
See how much confidence old Cardiff gained from last week, mate. And I think they'll get it done. I think they'll go two in a row.
Right, mate, I'm going to go Terrace. Brooke Roach and his boys will bounce back from their drubbing at the hands of the Belmont South Rabbitohs, the Snowden boys there. Next up, the Rabbitohs we just talked on, Belmont South versus Katara, mate. This one is probably match of the round. Make your way down Saturday, 3 o'clock, Leningen Oval at Belmont North. Who do you like?
Sticking by my boys, mate. Not the touch boys, the league boys.
The league boys. So Belmont South, they've got people in the crowd. They're going for Belmont as well, mate. Everyone's getting behind them. Everyone wants a part of the Cade Snowden bandwagon, I think.
Yeah, that's right. They love Cade down here in the fields.
Mate, Cade's the king of Lake Macquarie, I think, mate. So get behind him. Final game of the round on Saturday, 3 o'clock. Neville Thompson Oval, the hallowed turf. June, mate. June. Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself. Ground of the month. Yeah, Dora Creek host Shortland, mate. Another one. Dora Creek, a couple of losses in recent weeks and starting to feel the pinch, I think.
Shorty won't be happy with what they dished out last week, mate.
They certainly are not after my conversations with Captain Chris Marlborough during the week, mate. They'll be looking for a big improvement. A
couple of former NRL players, mate, will be happy to get out there on the luscious ground at Dora, mate, and I think they'll get it done. I think they'll bounce back. And
be better than some of the turf they've run on, I reckon.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, mate,
I'm going Shortland, mate. Yeah,
Shortland. Lovely, mate. You got there eventually. You're taking your time.
Real tongue twist of that.
Yeah, all right. We'll move on into the C grade competition, mate. You got your research on this one ready to go?
No, mate. I'm relying on.
Yeah, you've got nothing.
My mentor.
round 10, mate. Now, this first game was top of the table. Aberglasson 30, defeated by East Maitland 46. Three players with hat tricks: Jacob Moore, Joel McIntyre, and Greg Morris.
Three players. For
the Griffins, yes.
Wow.
With doubles, sorry, not hat-tricks, my mistake. Yeah, there wouldn't have been much goal-kicking if that was the case. So East Maitland open up a massive 8-point lead at the top of the table, so that will see them, all they need is one competition point in the last four rounds and they'll secure the minor premiership. So next up, mate, the Windale Eagles. They hosted the Dungog Warriors and they got away 46-18 winners. Drew Buxton with one try and 7 out of 8 conversions for 16 points, mate.
Any day out.
18 points, sorry. So he tied with Dungle. Not a bad day. Yeah, shout out to Drew, mate. He's been running around since I was at Lakes. He was playing at Windale then. And, he's been there, a stalwart of the club and going really well. So good to see Windale getting up and about. Might have heard there in the background the whistle. That's half time here between Hamilton and Valentine. 4-1 to Olympic.
Yes.
Next up, mate, Swansea 36. They defeated Morissette 4. That was a pretty comprehensive victory. And the final match of the round, Awabakal 16, defeated by Glendale 26. Ben Robertson with 3 tries, mate. Glendale could have won that by much more if their goal kicking was a little more accurate. Only 1 conversion. Glendale Gorillas, mate, yeah. It's interesting. Awabakal and Glendale were top of the table early in this comp, and they've drifted off, and they're really sitting, Awabakal sitting second last now. So the ladder now, East Maitland on 20, Windale and Swansea on 12, Aberglasson 10, Glendale 10, Morissette 9, Awabakal 8, Dungog 5. So, mate, that anywhere from second to fifth, there's only 2 wins between them, and anything can happen.
Certainly could, mate. I don't think Dungog would be making it, but teams can still mathematically make it.
Four to go. Even Dungog can still make it. They can end up on 13 points, mate. That could be enough to sneak into fifth.
Oh, yeah.
They'd need to win probably all 4 though, but anyway, let's have a look at what the road ahead is. This week, Glendale, who are sitting 5th, they play Aberglasson. Saturday, 2 o'clock at Bower Oval at Glendale, mate. 4th and 5th, this should be a cracker.
Yeah, Glendale will be looking to get them leap on them, mate, and I think Glendale will get the job done, mate. Carry on their form.
I'm going to go with Mick Akers and Shane Tapper up there at Aberglasson, the Ants, to get it done over the Gorillas, mate. We all know who'd win a fight out of an Ant and a Gorilla. It's pretty clear cut, an Ant. Next up, mate, the Morissette Bulls host the Awabakal Eagles. Saturday, 2 o'clock also. Gibson Oval, Morissette. Mate, this is probably a must win for these two sides. A loss could see them end up, you know, sort of a win or two outside of fifth and sixth. So find themselves really wedged down in that cellar. The winner here will put themselves in the mix.
Where's the Awabakal guys based at?
They play out at Walters Park, at Spears Point, mate.
Oh, yeah, righto. So it's sort of a bit of a local derby of such.
West Lakes derby, yeah, yeah, if you will.
I'm going to go the boys from Gibson Oval, mate, Morissette, to get it done.
I'm gonna go the Eagles, mate. I've got to say, I noted looking through some of their team lists during the week. Shannon Maven started the season. You know Shannon used to play out at Waratah. And
Facebook name of Carl Manu.
Yeah, he played 5-8 at the start of the year for Wobbleclaw, and last week he played prop.
Yeah, right.
So many talents,
very
Shannon Maven.
Small prop.
Yeah, he's not the biggest prop, but yes, they've got plenty of names floating around there, so I'd expect to see a Wobbleclaw bounce back. Next up, mate, again, is top of the table for East Maitland this week. They host Windale, 3 o'clock Saturday, King Edward Park, also known as Henny Penny Stadium, thanks to the fact that Henny Penny's just King outside Edward there, Park. And it's all you can smell when you're at King Edward Park at East Maitland, mate.
Yeah,
got Josh from Crossbar Capers in the background nodding furiously. He's been there. He knows about the fragrances.
He's going there on the way home.
Yeah. It's only an extra 5 minutes out of the way to Thornton, but, mate, who do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to East Maitland, and they'll be celebrating a Henny Penny on the way home, mate.
They'll be locking in the minor premiership, and it will be all you can eat Henny Penny all night.
That's oh, right.
Mate, Carl Younger from Katara Bears, older brother of Murray, is up in Darwin now, mate. He is a big fan of the Henny Penny, so he might even make that party, I reckon.
He'll fly back for it.
Yeah, it looks like Murray's been eating plenty of it. Final match of the round. Swansea make the trip up to Bennett Park at Dungog on Sunday, 2 o'clock. Mate, that's a fair trip. Can the Swans get over the Warriors?
It's the last chance saloon for Dungog, isn't it, as we said?
Pretty much, mate, yeah. They need to win this one.
I don't think they'll get it done, mate. I think Swansea will win by plenty.
The Swansea Swans to get it home there. So that's our Newcastle Hunter Rugby League wrap. They do have a bye weekend coming up soon, in which the catch-up game between Belmont South and Dora Creek will be played, so we might have a look at the last couple of weeks and then run home into the finals after that, mate.
Sounds great, mate.
Move into the real NRL this week, brought to us by our mates at the Rugby League Academy, Matt Lantry. He wouldn't be a happy camper at the moment. West 18, they were defeated by South 38. Lachlan Wormsley with a double. Mate, the Lions, they're starting to build a fair form line.
Going all right, mate. Mr. Big Bad Benny Cross is still looking for an 80-minute effort, mate, but he was happy with the result, I suppose.
Typical personal trainer, mate. He's never happy. He's putting 100%, he wants some more.
That's right, mate. That's right.
Next up, mate, Macquarie 30. They were defeated by Maitland 36. Double for Jordan Noble for the Scorps, mate. But Maitland, Adam Clydesdale showing his NRL now. So the one-on-one strip late, which he took away to score a try to break the deadlock.
Yeah, Macquarie won't be happy, mate. I know they've been decimated with injuries and suspensions, but Maitland's the form team at the moment, mate, sitting pretty up there and playing well.
They have to be very cautious that they don't lose touch with the top five there, Macquarie. Lakes, they got up 24-20 against Curry. Again, a late try got them across the line, mate. 5 tries, 2 goals. Could have been a little bit more comprehensive with some better goal kicking. And the final match is around Central 32. Steve Gordon, Cameron Anderson, both doubles. Grant Anderson, the brother of Cameron, a try on debut. They defeated Cessnock 12, mate. So the Goannas really pushing the proverbial to get home and try and sneak into the finals. They're now 5 points out with, I think, only about 5 rounds to go.
Central jump from 6th into 5th now, I believe.
Yes, mate, that's right. Curry slip out of the 5 for the first time this season.
You know, they've been pretty good, mate, up the graveyard. But, yeah, old Barney Miller would be happy with that and he'd be looking to go.
He'd be looking to climb, mate. Yeah, exactly right. In his final season, I see that he's announced that he will be leaving Central at the end of the season.
Where's he going next, mate?
Well, he didn't say. He did say that he wasn't completely ruling out coaching next year, but we'll wait and see. Travel's cost is taking a lot of a toll on him, so I would expect that would mean, I believe he's living up in the Hunter Valley way, so I'd expect that would mean that he'd be taking on, if he's going to take on a first-grade gig, one of the Coalfields clubs. But
Rita Braxton.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? We'll wait and see, mate. Interestingly enough, I also was told during the week that Todd Edwards is hanging up the boots at, or the clipboard, I should say, at Lakes. And, yeah, there's some interesting candidates for that, including one Rick Stone was mentioned.
Rick Stone. He's back.
Oh, I don't know if he's back. Yeah, we'll wait and see, mate. So
One swallow doesn't make a summer, as the great Rick Stone.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's got to do with anything. I'm going to be honest. I don't think it relates to anything that we're talking about. What you swallow in your spare time is completely up to you.
Yeah, whatever, mate.
I'm not going to judge you on that. Well, I am. I already have. Now, mate, what about this for an anomaly in the draw? So we jump on to round 12. Last week, Lakes hosted Curry, beating them 24-20 at Carl Oval. This week, Lakes host Curry at Carl Oval. Has the world gone mad?
I don't know, mate. I'm not doing the draw, but we just look at the results.
Madness, isn't it?
It is.
You can't even play the same team twice. Well, even, at least, you know, that's...
It's not a misprint.
No, it's not a misprint, mate. I went back and checked the draw. Like, lines up. So, yeah. And I thought, oh, maybe everyone's playing everyone. But no, the rest of the games
will be 24-20?
What are you talking about? Yeah, and they play again this week. Are you listening?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, 6-4 would be 24-20.
No, that's not how it works. You know it.
Yeah. No, I think Lakes will get it done, mate.
Yeah, well, you've been brave to back against them, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Ron Griffiths won't be happy if it's the same score as last week.
Yeah, especially if they lose in the last minute again, mate. Ron Griffiths will be having someone...
He'll be hanging up his clipboard.
Yeah, mate, there'll be clipboards thrown, I think. So, mate, yeah, that's Sunday 3 o'clock. The other Sunday game is the Butcher Boys hosting Maitland. That's the third time those sides have clashed this year, the first time at St John.
TV match?
Not sure yet. Waiting for confirmation.
Said on their Facebook page it was.
Oh, did it? Lovely. Well, mate, there's plenty of matches around, so take your pick. I would have gone South of Macquarie myself, but who do you like?
I like Maitland, mate.
Do you?
I'm going to stick with him.
You going to tip him?
Yeah, I'm going to tip
him.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, not Barney's boys. I think it'll be a good one, but.
And I'm going to go to the Butcher Boys. Look for Brad Murray to be the difference.
Bit divided this week, mate.
Yeah, mate. Not happy with you. Next one up, I'm sure we'll agree on this one. Cessnock versus West, Saturday, 3 o'clock at Cessnock Sports Ground. News during the week, Paul Carter will not return until the final match of the round. His appeal against his suspension was...
Overturned or overruled?
Nah, just denied. Appeal denied.
No. Yeah, right. And it's not getting any easier for Cessnock, is it?
No, mate, it's
almost
not.
Almost last chance saloon for them too.
Mate, you're loving that today.
Yeah, it is. Well, I can't say so-and-so of the show anymore, otherwise I get hit, so...
Yeah, your hip pocket will get hit.
So I'm going to go West, mate. They'll bounce back and try and sneak up for the... make a late play for the minor premiership.
Yeah, mate, I'll be with the Rosellas there as well. The final match of the round is the in-form South Newcastle Lions, currently sitting third on the table. They host the Macquarie Scorpions. Saturday, 3 o'clock at Townsend Oval. Mate, the Scorps... Adam will have them fired up, mate. How are they going to go?
You'll have to try harder, mate. I think Souths are going to get it done. Benny Cross has got them heading in the right direction, and I can't see anything but a Lions win, mate.
No, mate, just because this competition's so bloody topsy-turvy, I'm going to go the Scorps to bounce back.
You would.
Toddy Harrell to score a double, and the Scorps to get away about 22-20.
Okay, you heard it here first.
Sideline conversion by Scotty Briggs to win it.
Yeah, right.
The great man. Mate, we would jump into NPL traditionally next, but we've done a bit of a standalone podcast this week. You got the flick.
I did.
We got in Josh from the Smashing Crossbar podcast, Crossbar Capers on YouTube, to do a bit of a end of season run and through the NPL, the new FM, and also the FA Cup round of 32 for the local game. So we'll have a look at that. That'll be posted up as well, mate. I'm sure you'll be having a great listen to that, seeing as you weren't able to be here for it.
I will, mate. I certainly will.
You're banned from the Peach Shields grandstand here at Lyle Carr Oval.
Yes, as I'm sitting here, mate, pondering, we're waiting for the orange team to return.
Mate, they're down by that much. I don't think they're coming back. Yeah. I think Valentine have elected...
Arjuna's not brought them back. They've left.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
Right. All sorts of things. They're trying to freeze Hamilton out. Mental edge. You meant to do that before you go down by four goals. It's all happening. All right, mate, the NHRU last week, mate. You had the week off. While you prepared for your nuptials, mate. I don't see why you got the week off. I played a game and a half and still got there to MC.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do as much talking as I did.
Yeah, ask Mark Eads, mate. That was his decision, not mine.
He wanted to get the call up and referee third grade, mate. And he did a great job, I will say, Eadsy. I quite enjoyed his refereeing. Don't say I could say the same for whoever the gentleman was that refereed second grade.
What about the bloke who did first grade, mate?
Mate, he was an excellent touch judge in third grade in his R.M. Williams boots.
Yeah, at least he didn't play that game.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been game. Wouldn't have been game. I might have ended up with a card if that had been the case. A few near melees in that game, but all kept well under control by the calm manner of Mr. Eads and the assistant referee, Mr. Edwards. He had his work cut out for him, mate. I don't know. Well, in league, if you're a referee and it ends up a draw, you got to shout all the other boys a carton. Is that a thing in union as well? Should make it. Well, you got to be able to get a result, don't you? Come on. Get a result, Xavier.
First I've heard of it, mate, but yeah.
You're all for Xavier buying everyone beer.
Yeah, he's pretty tight, old Xavier, but a bit of a dour game out there, mate.
Is he as tight as the spray on pants he had on when he was running the sideline? Like,
tighter.
Mate, I'm wondering if they weren't like, what do the girls call them? Jeggings? You know those jeans that are really leggings? Yeah. Xavier Edwards, Jeggings fan. So 15 all, Lake Macquarie, Southern Beaches, some questionable decisions. Southern Beaches took a 58 to 60 metre penalty attempt, which didn't get anywhere near, and then Brendan Halliday had the chance to win it and pushed it wide
and Beaches threw it around.
Split the points, 15 all.
15 all, mate. So they're still searching for that elusive win, the old ruse.
That doubles their competition points for the year, though.
It takes them to 4 points, mate. Oy.
They could end up at the year on more competition points than Valentine, the way things are going.
Might get more competition points than what Valentine will concede tonight, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a bit outrageous. Next up, Merriweather 40. They defeated Singleton 19. That one pretty much played to script.
The first Carlton win boys, in a month for Carlton boys.
Carlton boys back on the bandwagon, ready to roll and climb back up the ladder. They'll be aiming to hunt down Hamilton, but I think they're going to struggle to do so.
They will, mate.
Speaking of Hamilton, they travelled up to the Groper Dome and went away winners 29-15 over Nelson Bay, claiming top spot on the ladder, and seeing Nelson Bay do exactly what had happened the week before, where a team dropped from first to fourth with a loss.
Certainly did, mate. And they didn't get across the stripe this week. 5 penalty goals to the Bay and a bit of an injury there to Mr. Chris Ayle. He's now named as Mpusi, formerly known as.
Yeah. Broken arm. Yeah, you tried to correct me on that earlier in the year and... it turns out I was right.
You were right, mate.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll take that one. Yeah. You owe me one.
So, yeah, Pussy's broken his arm, but the Hawks got it done.
So, mate, they're not exactly short on handy options to play in the number 2 jersey,
are they? Lamont, or they got Maxwell, mate. They got a couple of blokes in second grade.
Yeah, mate. They're more hookers than Islington at Hawthorn, at the Hawks.
That's right, mate. That's right. But now they're top of the table now, mate, and they got, I believe, 4... easier games, as Jimmy Gardner said, and then the tough one against Wanderers in the last round.
Well, that's probably not a bad run to have. At least you've got the warm-up for finals and Valentine on the attack here. Well, we're just having a look, mate. And all for a corner. Oh,
handball.
Dubious. The final game of the round, mate, University 17, they were beaten out at the Knowledge Coliseum by the Wanderers 29.
Yeah, on campus, mate. Looks like they had a bit of a crack, though, because Wanderers have been playing all right the last few weeks. So
yeah, you never know. You never know what young KG Fox is up to.
Bit of a shout-out there to Leland Marshall, mate, the representative front rower. Got across for a double.
Did see that, mate. Re-engineered tight five or weapon that they have there at Wanderers.
How many have they got, mate?
Oh, thousands,
Wanderers,
mate.
Wanderers have got 1,000 hookers. They've got 1,000 props.
Hawks got 1,000 hookers, Hawks, mate. We all know which one's going to make you more money, don't we? Anyway, moving right along. Maitland had the bye, so that sees the ladder. Hawks on 45, Wanderers 43, Merriweather and Nelson Bay 42, Maitland 34, and doesn't really matter after that because 37, because Southern Beaches are now 13 points adrift with
have a bye.
Yeah, they've got a bye to come, and there's only. They only play
3 more games.
Yeah, there's only 3 or 4 more games, mate.
3 of the top 4.
Nah, there'll be 5 more games.
They've got
to beat everyone above them, and they've got a bye as well. We can rule them out. They're going to need to win bonus points and all sorts of other things this weekend, mate. Hamilton host Singleton at Passmore. Even with Chris Ayle out of action, mate, the Hawks will be too strong there. Mate, up at Marcellin, Maitland versus Merriweather. This one could be an interesting one, I think. Maitland have been in pretty good form recently. Merriweather bouncing back last week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the old Merriweather Carlton's got all their cattle back, mate. Strawn, I saw Bright was back last week. Or whether they're resting Strawn for later in the year, mate. But should be a good game up there.
Who's in control of this one, mate?
Not me.
Not you.
I don't know who's in control of this one.
No worries at all, mate. I'm going to go with Carlton to get home here, but I think it will be an absolute nail biter. Hopefully that's the Bar TV game of the round. I'll be watching that while I'm sitting field side at the Shoot Shield this weekend.
Shoot Shield? Who's playing in the game you're going
Manly
to, mate?
North Harbour.
Manly North Harbour?
So I think
North Sydney?
No, North Harbour. West Harbour.
Todd Loudon, former Wanderers coach.
Yeah, former Wanderers coach and former Grasshopper, mate.
Well, Lou McGeough.
Lou McGeough is, I believe, turning out in third grade for West Harbour, so...
Hopefully he's backing up for first, mate.
Oh, mate, I'll throw something at him if he is.
He's a massive fan of Sportscastle, mate.
He loves Sportscastle, mate. He does. He loves Sportscastle almost as much as he loves his Sydney Swans and tight shorts and men in singlets.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah. Great school teacher, though. So I'm told. Next up, mate, Southern Beaches. They host University out at the Sandpit, mate. Last time these two sides come together, University got what was probably an upset at that point. But, mate, this one's anyone's.
Certainly is, mate. Certainly is. Mr. Dane LaRidgetell going back to his old stomping ground this week, mate, and Beaches will be looking to bounce back. I'd have probably been saying that all year, bounce back, but do something. The X-Factor, Caleb Gerrard's back after...
played last week, mate.
Played last week.
Yeah, mate, I certainly think University will have this one marked as a winnable one, especially after that solid effort against Wanderers last week. And mate, Southern Beaches, they've been decimated. I had a quick glance at training last night. The senior squads, mate, they had more for social fourth grade training than they did for first through to third. So, mate, a lot of injuries. Not in a great spot the club. I think the stat that I was rolled out last night is they've had 106 players registered and they've got 51 unavailable.
That's a loss.
Yeah, so that's unavailable. The players that have either moved away, have only played one game, not returned, or are injured. So... it's a fairly substantial number of players to have even across three grades. I mean, well, that's enough to field three grades.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's not ideal in that scenario, but...
Who are you going, mate?
Mate, I'll be going with the... No, I won't be going to that one, unfortunately. I'll be at Manly, like I said.
Who are you going?
Oh, who am I going? All right, Southern Beaches, mate. I'm going to go to the boys at home.
Sticking with your boys.
Spoil Dane LaRidgetell's home coming. Final match of the round, mate. Wanderers versus Nelson Bay at number 2 sports ground. I believe this is the one you'll be attending.
I'll be there, mate.
Attempting to officiate.
It's going to be hard with two teams that wear the same coloured jerseys, but we'll see how we go.
I would have thought that we were talking about the rules before and you brought up a rule that you didn't know existed.
Yeah, I'll just make it up.
Out of the way. Yeah, that's all right. I'm sure Gareth will give us some feedback on your refereeing when I see him next, mate. So I think Wanderers will get up here, mate. Mate, years gone by, you would have been a shoo-in for Wanderers, but yeah, as you say, only 1 point separates these two sides, so a crucial match. Could really open up the top five if Wanderers get away with the win, especially with a bonus point. But yeah, I'll be going to the Wanderers at home, the KGL Fox, to steer them to a victory.
Yeah, the old top two from the last 3 years, mate, are starting to sneak their way to the top now.
The usual suspects, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, the only recent powerhouse that isn't up there is Waratah, but they're going all right in the divisional stuff.
Yeah, they're undefeated, I believe.
Yeah, it could be. We'll have to have an update of that in the next week or two, I reckon, the divisional. I'll have another touch on that. That brings us to pretty much the end of the show, mate. We've got the Man of the Week brought to us by Matthews Mowing and Maintenance, our new sponsor on board there. This week's nominees, we've got Kyle Morton from the Katara Bears with a double in a crucial win over Fingal Bay there. Adam Clydesdale from Maitland, that match-winning one-on-one strip and subsequent try against Macquarie. Travis Bates from Singleton Roosters in the Black Diamond with 7 goals against Lake Macquarie. And Jackson Burston from Western, 2 goals in the upset 3-0 win over the Charlestown City Blues. Mate, who do you reckon?
I reckon the last one, mate. 2 goals in an upset.
Well, he's run second, actually, in the voting. We've had Darren Lockyer and Mal Meninga and the other Australian selectors get involved
Billy
in this.
Billy Slater?
Yeah, Billy Slater, no, he just missed out this week. He wasn't eligible he actually came second, yeah. So the winner this week is none other than former Canberra Raiders superstar Adam Clydesdale.
Yeah, nice.
So he wins himself a 1 hour of yard maintenance, grass mowing, etc. Yeah, Matthew will be happy to come around and cut your grass, Adam. So, yeah, get in touch with the show and we'll be able to organise your prize there.
Offside.
Thanks again for another week of brilliant insight.
We're back, mate. We're back.
I might be. I don't know if you are. You're not
Jets
all there.
Jets pre-season. Wedding's over. We're back.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Jets, mate. The Hoff is firing. Membership applications for the Hoff squad for season 2018-19 are open. Contact us at Sportscastle. And our major sponsor, Primax Sports Tours, will be organising some trips away for the Hoff squad, mate. Looking forward to it.
Maybe organise his wife and daughter to get in and sit with us at the game, mate.
It sounds a bit weird, but...
she loves it.
Someone's got to. He never hangs around to sign anything for us.
No.
But yeah, thanks again, mate. Again, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media channels, Sportscastle AU on Twitter and Instagram, Sportscastle, all one word, on Facebook. And yeah, again, support our sponsors, Matthew's Mowing and Maintenance, a sponsor of our Man of the Week, the Rugby League Academy that support the Real NRL segment, Aerolax Australia behind Group 21, and Primax Sports Tours for all of your sports, travel, and tour needs domestically or internationally. We can find all of their details through our page or contact us if you want to get in touch with any of them to make use of their services.
Yeah.
So 24 episodes in the books, mate. We'll bring up the quarter ton next week.
Yeah, mate, looking forward to it.
Another milestone. They're just coming thick and fast.
They certainly are. It's been a massive year 2018 for Sports Castle, mate.
Yeah, I know, mate. And my MCing career.
MCing, yeah. First of many, I believe. I heard outstanding.
Yeah, well, that's what I told everyone. But all right, mate, thanks again, and I will catch up with you next week.
Yeah, mate, see you then.